This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1 KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Welcome to the New Pilgrim Missionary Baptist Church, where the Word of God will continuously go forth and the Spirit of God will freely move as the love of God is unconditionally shown. And now, Pastor Robert C. Lee.
Amen. Giving all praises to the Holy Father which is in heaven. Truly, it's a blessing to be amongst the living today. And for that, I just want to say thank you. Giving God all the glory, honor, and praise. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. And Father God, we thank you in advance for what is about to transpire in this day. And we just pray that everything that we do it for your glory. Oh, Father God, we pray that you would continuously watch over us, protect us, lead us, and guide us. And teach us so that we can live a lifestyle that is pleasing in your eyesight. Oh, Father God, we come to you right now, just humbling ourselves unto thee, asking you, O Lord, to have mercy upon us. Oh, Father God, we thank you from the depths of our heart and from all of our soul. We give you praise, we give you glory, we give you honor. In Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Truly is a great pleasure, like I said earlier, just to be able to wake up this morning. And God had his angels encamped around us all night long while we slept and slumbered. Praise God Almighty. Today, I would just like to reiterate that at First Union Baptist Church on 213 Hope Street, amen, they're having a community vaccination drive. And if there's anyone who needs to be vaccinated, amen, it's going on right now. And it will be going on till 2 o'clock this afternoon. Amen. And we pray that you would, if you need to be vaccinated, all you got to do is come out. Ages from 12 on up. Amen. Praise God. Also, I would like to say on tomorrow, New Pilgrim Missionary Baptist Church will be with Wilton United Methodist Church on 1880 Overton Street as they celebrate their brotherhood. Amen. And we will be the guest church, and yours truly will be the guest speaker. We invite you all to come out and celebrate with us and make this a joyous occasion. Now, as we move forward, there is a word, and that word comes from chapter 3 of the book of Colossians. Amen. That's chapter 3 of the book of Colossians. And we're just going to take a quick look at the first and the second verse. Chapter 3, Colossians, verse 1 says, "If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth." Let me say that again. If you then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affections on things above, not on things on the earth. Now, as we all know, this world that we live in is making a lot of noise. For there are a lot of different things that are going on in the world today. And those things can get you all caught up and consumed up. Because the bottom line is, in everything that goes on in life, we all have an opinion. Amen. And that opinion sometimes can cause confusion, distraction, because, you know, it's like everybody wants to be heard. And when you voice your opinion, you want to be heard. But the thing about it is, are you voicing your opinion in the correct manner? You see, because a lot of times when we voice our opinions, we have to be gut level honest. We end up talking about somebody. And but that God does not want us to talk about somebody. You know, I remember my mama used to always tell me when I was much younger that if I can't say anything good about somebody, I need to keep my mouth closed. You see, but the God wants us to speak positive into each other's life. And that's part of seeking things above. When we seek things above this earth, meaning that we are doing the best that we can to do things the way that God wants us to do them. For remember, the scripture teaches us that we should be in the world, but not of the world. And the thing about it is we got to live in this world, but we don't have to be a part of everything that's going on in this world. You see, I'm talking about right now is seeking things above this world, you know, and then the scripture also tells us if we seek, we shall find. And when we're seeking, that means we got our sights set on things above this world. So you keep saying, I can only imagine that you're saying that you keep saying you set your sights on things above this world. So what should I actually be setting my sights on? Well, my brothers and sisters, I come to let you know that you should be setting your sights on spiritual things. For remember, God is a spirit. And then also his word encourages us and lets us know that in order to serve him, we must do what? Serve him in spirit and in truth. So in order for me to serve him in spirit, I have to allow spiritual things to come to the forefront of my life. And the way I allow those spiritual things to come forth to the forefront of my life is by keeping his commandments. Amen. By studying his word, by staying in prayer, by focusing on him, because the word tells us to meditate on him day in and day out. Now, yes, like I said, this world has a lot to distract a person, and this world has a lot to consume a person. But I want to just encourage you to just shake off the cares of this world. Don't let this world get you caught up where you lose your soul. Don't let this world get you caught up, because my Bible lets me know that hell is for real. It's like a lake of fire burning with brimstone. So don't let this world get you caught up where you end up in hell. Because one of these days, it's going to all be over. Oh, yes, it is. And the question is, where are you going to be? So I come today to encourage you to continue to set your sights on things above, to continue to set your sights on spiritual things, continue to be about God's business. And when somebody talk bad about you, don't worry about it. I know we always got something to say back. But don't worry about it, because remember, at the end of the 23rd Psalm, he said he will make your enemies your footstool. And he will fight your battles. So all you got to do is just continue to trust and lean on him. So I come to encourage you to call on the Lord just a little bit more. I come to encourage you just to pray a little bit more. I come to encourage you just to pick up the word and study the word of God just a little bit more. I come to encourage you to keep on putting your best foot forward, no matter what. Amen. Because remember, that second verse says, set your affections on things above and not on things on this earth. Let me say that again, just in case. When we say affection, when we show affection, we let the person know that we care, right? So set your cares on things above and not on things of this earth. Separate yourself. Consecrate yourself. Because I want to let you know that when you're doing it the way God wants you to do it, there is a reward. Amen. you will have, when you're standing in the need of a breakthrough, you will have it. When you're standing in the need of a blessing, you will receive it. When you're standing in the need of a miracle, it's on the way. You see, God, oh yes, God can do all these things and more. So just continue to trust in him and lean on him and depend on him. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you right now. We give you praise, we give you honor, and we give you glory. Oh, Father God, we thank you for another opportunity just to fellowship with each other and just to hear a word from on high. Oh, Father God, we pray that the words that we use today be not a hindrance unto anyone, but be used for the further edification of your kingdom. Oh, Father God, we pray that each and every day that we be more and more about your business. Oh, Father God, I pray that you just touch everyone that can within the sound of my voice right now. Bless them not only according to your riches and glory, but also according to your perfect will for them. Oh, Father God, bless their homes and continue to make their homes a home of peace and a home of prayer. Bless their loved ones. Bless their family. Well, right now, Heavenly Father, we pray a special petition of prayer for the children of the world today. For that we know that the children of today are our future for tomorrow. And we pray that you continue to place people in their lives that will inspire them, encourage them, and motivate them so that they can become all they can be and be a productive member in society today. But most of all, grow up knowing all about you and continue to live a lifestyle that is pleasing in your eyesight. Oh, Father God, we thank you right now. We give you praise, we give you honor, and we give you glory. Oh, Father God, we thank you right now. We give you praise, we give you honor, and we give you glory. Oh, Father God, we thank you right now. We give you praise, we give you honor, and we give you glory. In the mighty and gracious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we pray and ask all these blessings and more. Amen, amen, and amen. May the Lord continue to bless each and every one of you all. And as you go forth throughout the course of your day, continue to do the things that are pleasing in the eyesight of God. Don't let this world get you caught up. Amen. Let me say that again. Don't let this world get you caught up. Amen. Let me say that one more time because I want you to truly understand what I'm saying. Don't let this world get you caught up. Continue to set your sights on things above. Continue to allow the spirit man inside of you to lead and guide you all along the way. Oh, Father God, we just want to thank you because you've been that good. For remember, the scripture says that God is a great God. How many of you know that he's great in your life today? Amen. How many of you know that God is great in your life today? In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Amen. And amen. Praise God Almighty, praise God Almighty, praise God Almighty. I have to apologize. I'm so used to running out of time till I still got time. Hey, man, ain't God good?
it's good to be real. I was so used to running out of time. I still got time. I just looked at the clock. But God is good. Amen. Amen. Let us continue to lift up one another. Amen. Let us continue to speak positive things in each other's life. Let us continue to do the things which is pleasing in the eyesight of God. Amen. You know, I'm grateful today. I'm truly grateful today. God has really blessed me. You know, if your person really know me and know where I come from, because I can remember a few 24 hours ago, I used to didn't have a decent pair of shoes to put on my feet. But God has blessed me. Now I can go in my closet and make a selection of what pair of shoes I want to wear. Whether they be dress shoes or tennis shoes, it don't matter. You see, sometimes we just really need to take the time out and look back over our life and just look at where God has brought us from and just say, thank you, Lord. Because if it wasn't for the Lord,
if it wasn't for the Lord.
Thank you for tuning in today to the New Pilgrim Missionary Baptist Church, where everybody is somebody. To correspond with this ministry, make checks or money orders payable to the New Pilgrim Missionary Baptist Church or NPMBC, 1623 McHenry Avenue, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71301. You may reach the church at 318-416-2130. Be sure to tune in next week for the New Pilgrim Missionary Baptist Church with Pastor Robert C. Lee.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina, Alexandria.
To maintain your perch, no need to search. It's evident that your faith is not relevant. A man in women's clothes just sticks out like an elephant. Now God's benevolent, but how long will you dance by the fire? An abomination, a sire, yet still directing his choir. No real desire to change or repent from your transgression. You made confession, but still follow Satan's progression. Now save your stresses. You think I care about political correctness? You want me to be silent while you sport homosexuality like a necklace? You fools are reckless. But no man knows the hour of Jesus coming. Will a trumpet blast find you fast inside another man's plumbing? Now I know that's numbing. The Lord told me to leave no room for guessing. Can't claim to be his and continue with this cross dress. Abuse his blessing. I'll say it clear enough so that everybody gets it. The only person with more blame is your pastor that still permits it. Don't be Satan's misfit. God didn't create life for this nonsense. Blaming birth for your choice. Won't repent, but rejoice. Heed his voice. Now I know I'm going to catch flack before this is over. But I ain't anti-gay. I'm simply pro-Jehovah.
You're side of the church, but no church in you.
So you believe in God and still do what you want to do? You can't be spiritual and religious too.
You're inside the church, but ain't no church in you. You're inside the church, but ain't no church in you.
You believe in God and still do what you want to do. Y'all can't be religious and be spiritual too.
You're inside the church, but ain't no church in you.
What a sermon. Conviction had all of us squirming. It's amazing that Christ would entice such worldly vermin. The altar call was packed with soul-seeking correction. Saints crying to the Lord for that Holy Ghost connection. God's perfection. Hearts rise and swell with pastor's inflection. Each sinner making oaths and promises to be Jesus' reflection. Change direction. A new life for one and all that accept him. Check back in a few minutes to see just what percentage has really kept him and how many have left him. Before the service benediction, simply claim to be saved, but it's less fact than fiction. Less peace than friction. Already mumbling about your neighbor. Now that's oddball behavior for one filled with the Savior. If the Lord is your flavor, why is your outlook so bitter? Can't keep changing sides like you're a big league switch hitter. Some of us need a babysitter. We're full grown yet still crying. 1 Corinthians 3:2, my man Paul was not lying. There's no denying. It seems meat cannot be digested. And any time that we're tested, we forget in whom we're vested. You don't know what it is to be tested. From what cross have you arisen? Leave that short-term faith at home. Forgive is your forgiven.
You're inside the church, but no church in you.
So you believe in God and still do what you want to do. Now you can't be religious and be spiritual too.
You're inside the church, but ain't no church in you. You're inside the church, but ain't no church in you.
So you believe in God and still do what you want to do. You can't be spiritual and religious too.
You're inside the church, but ain't no church in you.
Ain't no church in you. St. Luke 6:46. And why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? So you go to church every Sunday, Wednesday nights, Bible study. What does it matter if you don't keep him in your heart? Cast religion to the side. You gotta live, God. Peace.
You're inside the church, but ain't no church in you.
So you believe in God and still do what you want to do. You cannot be spiritual and be religious too.
You're inside the church, but
ain't no church in you.
You're inside the church, but ain't no church in you.
You're inside the church, but it ain't no church in you. Can't be religious and be spiritual too.
You're inside the church, but ain't no church in you. You're inside the church, but ain't no church in you.
Ain't no church in you. said you're saying be spiritual too. You're inside the church, but ain't no church in you.
Oh, was a woman in the Bible whose daughter was grievously vexed with the devil. She left her country and began to seek Jesus. And when she sought him and called on him, he answered her not a word. What do you do when you've run out of options? And in a last attempt, with the last ounce of strength you have left, you call on God and he says nothing at all. Finally, when he does speak, he says, I'm only sent to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. The woman said, you're not getting off that easy. A few moments later, he said, it's not me to give the children's bread to the dog. She said, I may be a dog, but even the dogs can eat the crumbs that fall from the master's table. Finally, she put all protocol out of the way. She stopped worrying about what anybody thought or what anybody said. And she just hollered out and said, Lord, help me. I said, no, you get in trouble. You don't have time to go through ceremony or routine. You got to open your mouth and holler, Lord, help me. I don't know whether it's legal or not legal. I don't know whether it's protocol or not protocol. I don't know whether I'm in order. Is that thou art my help. We want to tell you tonight, if you need help, I dare you to call on God, for he is.